Hello everyone, thank you so much for listening your Teeny Friend podcast, and how are you all? I hope you're all fine and always good with your activity. So today I'm going to read for you all about A Gentle Reminder by Bianca Sparantino. This is the next chapter, the next part of the audiobook I read before. So let's get started. If it is for you, trust that it will find you. Maybe right now your journey isn't about love. Maybe right now your journey is about being alone. Maybe this is the season you are being challenged to learn how to wake up in the middle of the bed, to finally find hope in the vacancy, hope in the quiet, hope in the way you stretch into your life and give yourself permission to take up space within it. Maybe right now you are being shown that you can take care of yourself, that you can depend on the person you have become, that you can be your own home no matter what comes your way. Maybe right now your journey is about redemption. Maybe this is the season you are being challenged to make amends with your heart, to stand up for the fast ways in which it loves and cares and believes in the goodness of vulnerability and expression, and being the person with softness even when the world is not gentle. Maybe right now you are getting a second chance to trust in it and to forgive yourself for giving it away to those who could not follow it. But most importantly, maybe right now you are being called to protect it, to find your way back into your tenderness, to find your way back into your soul. No, maybe right now your journey isn't about love. Maybe right now your journey is about hope. Maybe that this is the reason, this is the season you are being challenged to remind yourself of the beauty life has to offer you. Maybe right now you are being given the space to discover the kinds of places that leave your bones dripping with feeling, the kinds of sounds that are yours and yours alone, the kinds of people who love you in a way that does not seek to chain you. Maybe right now you are being given a chance to reclaim your joy, to make it the most natural extension of who you are, to let it spill out of your words and your laughter and your tears, to let it be something you believe you are worthy of, to let it be something you believe you deserve. See, maybe right now your journey isn't about love. Maybe right now your journey is about you. Maybe this is the season you are being challenged to be your own savior, to be your own safe place. Maybe right now you are being reminded that the people who walk away were only ever leading your back, you back to yourself. We're only ever leading you here, and here you are okay on your own. Here you are rebuilding, here you are adapting and mending and reclaiming all of the pieces you let them walk away with. Here you are being kinder to your soul. You are giving yourself the same kind of love you have always given to others. Here, you are not trusting your heart. You are not depending on another human being to fix it. Instead, here you are doing that on your own. Here, you are healing when you are ready to put your heart into the world again. Do not look for the same kind of love you have experienced. Resist the urge to compare the human beings that come come into your life to the ones that have left. Because the truth is, two loves will never be the same. Love is like a fingerprint created between two individual souls, and within it is always its own rare and beautiful thing, an extension of who you both were within those moments in time. In moving on, in dealing with the breaking and the rebuilding of your heart, you grow, you become a different person, and in turn the love you need, the love that will nourish you and inspire you and meet you where you are now, that grows as well, that changes. When you are ready to put your heart into the world again, don't look for the kind of love you recognize, for the kind of love that mirrors something that did not beat the odds. Instead, search for the kind of love you need as you are in the season of your life. Do not compare it or doubt it when it arrives, because it will be different. It will always be different. It will hold you differently, and it will say your name differently, and it will love differently and hope differently, and you will make different memories within it. You will feel it in your bones in a way that you won't be able to express, in a way that will feel new and somewhat scary but right. Do not seek familiarity. Do not keep searching for your past in the future. Trust what comes. Do not keep searching for your past in your future. Trust what comes. No one will ever fully be able to understand the internal battles you had to endure just to heal, just to grow, just to make it here today. Be proud of the way you fought to save yourself. Be proud of the way you survived. If something ignites you, chase it, because you don't want to look back into years, or 5 years, or 20 years old, and or 20 years, and wonder what would have been. Chase it, because you don't want to think back to all of the potential and all of the beauty you miss out on because you are afraid, or because you let an idea of yourself that was untrue rob you of your joy or your capacity to move confidently in direction of the things that inspired you. Chase it, because you can, because you deserve to experience what is profound and remarkable in this world, because you are worthy of the things that make your chest tighten with happiness and wonder. Chase it, because you never know what is waiting for you on the other side of your comfort. You never know what is waiting for you on the other side of your hope. I hope you have the courage to keep loving deeply, and in a world that sometimes fails to do so, in a generation that orders up attention like they order up a meal, in a generation that has started to love with one foot out the door, I hope you have the courage to believe that genuine connection still exists. And I hope you have the courage to stand up for that, to open yourself to it when you start to feel it bloom within the heart of you. I hope you have the courage to appreciate it for all that it is, to not approach it wearing a mask, to not try to desensitize yourself to it or play it cool. Please, I hope you have the courage to crush your heart into the people life gives you. I hope you have the courage to believe that goodness still exists, that there are those who have the capacity to love the way you do, that there are those who will see you and grow you and teach you more about the world. I hope you have the courage to fight for connection. I hope you have the courage to go deeper, to never exist on the surface of your life, even if it's easier or more confident. At the end of the day, you should leave this world with a heart that is worn out and soft all over, a heart that is bruised from loving and feeling and caring in the best way possible. At the end of the day, you should be proud of your inability to be anything but open the world. You should be proud of who you are. You should be proud of your heart. I hope you have the courage to do the hard work. I hope you have the courage to sit down with your demons, to befriend them, to look them in the face, and to not feel fear. I hope you have the courage to stop picking or numbing or avoiding the wounds within, and I hope you choose to heal them instead. I hope you have the courage to understand yourself fundamentally, to open up the deepest, darkest parts of your mind, to unhide your ribcage, revealing the gritty parts of your soul, the parts no one else claps for. And I hope you have the courage to clean them out, to forgive yourself for what you had to do to kill your sadness, to forgive yourself for the way in which you didn't fight for the reason, for the person you were becoming. I hope you have the courage to nurture your pain, to not disregard it or sweep it under the rug of distraction of or confidence. I hope you have the courage to heal yourself even when it hurts. I hope you have the courage to know when to end things. And I hope you have the courage to see ending as beautiful, transformative stepping stones. I hope you have the courage to let love and opportunity move through you like rain. To not grieve or seek to change it. To not ask people or circumstances to be more than they can be for you. I hope you have the courage to see endings as the cornerstones of chapters that change you without needing them to be a part of the rest of your story. And when that is done, I hope you have the courage to give yourself closure, to be your own home, to be your own safe place. I hope you have the courage to not let the losses destroy you. Do not let them burrow into the heart of who you are and convince you that you failed or that you are unworthy of the happiness you are standing up for in your life. I hope you have the courage to see the way in which you loved and tried and fought for something as a testament to just how deeply your capacity to feel is, just how beautiful moments can be when you appreciate them for what they were instead of nullifying them or letting them harden you to the world. Please, I hope you have the courage to move forward. I hope you have the courage to walk away with grace. I hope you have the courage to do things differently, to be the kind of person who takes the risk, to be the kind of person who lives with their heart and shows up in their life with a ruthless dedication to learning and growing and enjoying the hell out of their moments here. I hope you have the courage to never let comfort or apprehension, confidence, you that you are better off staying still. I hope you have the courage to trust the part of yourself that knows there's more out there for you, the part of yourself that is easy to quiet when you are trying to live by the rules and the expectation of a world that has spread so much dissatisfaction and sadness. I hope you have the courage to trust the part of yourself that seeks freedom from those trends, from those boundaries. And I hope you have the courage to go after whatever it is that genuinely makes you want to get up in the morning. I hope you have the courage to find the things in life that ignite you and deepen your understanding of the world and those within. I hope you have the courage to fight for a future that inspires you, even if it doesn't look the way you thought it would. I hope you have the courage to change. I hope you have the courage to trust in the person you are becoming. Thank you so much for listening to your teeny friend podcast. Thank you so much, and I'm so sorry for so many distracting, noisy voices. I hope you enjoy my podcast. See you in the next podcast. Goodbye. I hope you have a nice day.